Verse 18, let no man beguile of you. Now hide the word no, let no man, because there are those which will follow the different record. They will believe that the Holy Ghost is teaching them. Okay, they will believe the Holy Ghost is teaching them, okay, but the Holy Ghost only points to the record of Christ, the covenant. Okay, the Holy Ghost doesn't point to the aspirations of man or that first covenant. Let no man beguile you. That has to do with the aspiration. Beguiled by the aspiration of his false inspiration, the seducing spirit. Let no man beguile of you reward and a voluntary humility. Okay, that which is the humbleness is absent of his grace. That's a voluntary humility. That which is absence of grace. What is he doing? He's to take reward, which, what is the reward he's stealing from you? The reward of the gifts of his grace, the propitiation. The rewards of his propitiation are given to those which are joined to him only. That's why he says that no man, the no man, which means the false stewardship, the false apostles, the ministers of unrighteousness, will offer you the options of substitutionism. And this is what he's bringing out. They're going to offer the options of substitutionism, even declaring and proclaiming divine revelations. And this is what we're contending against today, okay, regarding the pine tree revelation. The pine tree revelation is a false revelation. It's a seducing spirit. It's misleading. And also works with substitutionism. It's broken from the Godhead. We're contending against the kingdom of darkness, and we're casting its shadows back by the light of this truth. Let no man beguile of you reward and voluntary humility. The reward, again, the tokens of his propitiation. How? In a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. Okay, so I have the word worshiping of angels. Okay, again, this has to do with the unfounded revelations. The revelation or floating revelations are random revelations. Floating and random revelations are broken from the Godhead. Okay, but they sound spiritual. These are the false visions which people claim to have. They have so-called envisionization. They're creating something for themselves. They're creating something for themselves. You can tell. See, the anointing can discern these things. Because the knowledge which you're sharing in, the revelation which you're trying to share with, does not stand in the merit of grace. So being absent of grace, they try to lend it a support revelations. Okay, they're trying to support it by the flattery of others. That's the false prophetic path. Okay, that's not the prophetic path of the righteous. That's the prophetic path of the condemned, the broad way. Let no man beguile of you reward and voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, as Paul brings out. Okay, intruding, see the word intruding right there. The intruding, which has to do with, they're adding layers of logic to it. They're laying layers of logic to it, which is confounding their own faith. It's confounding their own faith. Layers of logic are confounding their own faith. That layers of logic also becomes a barrier to the grace of God. The grace of God will penetrate that only when they lay apart those things and seek God. When God draws them by grace, if they seek unto him, then God will remove the confounding logic or barriers of logic so that his grace will have free flow to the conscience to give them life. But until then, they're going to be like Pharaoh. They're going to be wishy-washy. They'll only accept things that are favorable for themselves. Here, let's go on here. Let no man beguile you reward in voluntary humility and worship of angels. We talked about that. Confounding, okay, of their own logic, okay, becomes that barrier to grace. And those things which they have not seen. Okay, they see it only with their eye and imagination, but it's not revealed to them. Okay, they're just taking ownership of something that they don't understand. Vainly puff up by their fleshly mind. And they'll even compete against the government and they'll deny the dignities. Okay, the revelations which they receive, they want that to bear a light of their own profession for the honor and praise of man. Okay, because this is what they're pursuing, that will be the chains of their own bondage. All right, so not holding, and they're not holding the head. Okay, so hide the word not holding the head. They're not in respect to the Godhead, nor to the stewardship which God issues, okay, in order to bring clarity and direction to the church. They find that offensive, okay, as Korah and Dathan and Abiram did to Moses. So he that despised Moses' law died without mercy unto his three witnesses. How much sore punishment suppose you should they be thought worthy, who is trying to underfoot the Son of God and count the blood of the covenant wherewith they are sanctified an unholy thing? Okay, in other words, they went back, they reverted to the law of Moses and the works of the flesh, the physical sacrifices, okay, the law of the moral code, The law of the moral code is a trampling upon the blood of the Son of God. So therefore, what do you say here? So not holding the head, verse 19, not holding the head, so they refuse to bond with the Spirit, not holding the head from which all the body, the house of God, is joined, okay, by joints and bands, and we talked about that, the tethering of the Spirit, okay, the angels of the Lord, with these gifts, they are the ones that are tethering us to Him and tutoring us. The tutoring of angels, the ministering spirits, they're tutoring us within the cycles of the work of regeneration. Okay, that's what they're tutoring. Okay, the angels of the Lord are not introducing to us new doctrines. Okay, that's what the false religious system wants, see. The false religious system wants clarity of doctrine, but they won't come to the stewardship. They'll say, I'll let the Holy Ghost teach me. The thing of it is that Jesus never said the Holy Ghost is going to teach you doctrine. Okay, that's what He gave to the apostles. He didn't give that to the general religious public. Okay, that command was not to the brethren. That was given to the calling. And because the false religious system does not understand that, each one is setting their, the degrees of their own compass, as they determine what true north is. But they're wandering around. Not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Okay, so the church that's increasing is that which is in the covenant. And that we're increasing. Okay, that's a witness that you're in the truth. Your soul is increasing by the presence of the anointing and by the foundation of truth. That shows that you are indeed saved. That means that this stewardship indeed represents God. Okay, the increase. There was an article that was just put out as concerning the Southern Baptist Convention that this year particularly, that they lost over 200,000 members. People are leaving the church. In other words, the melons are being split open and the seeds are being released. Okay, they're escaping. They're escaping. God is breaking, the bonds, okay, and or the bonds or the bondage, okay, of those which are in these groups. He's cutting the bundles to release the seeds so that those which have been in bondage to these traditions are being released to reevaluate in the coming of covenant. That's why God's doing that. Every denomination has experienced that, from the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. There's divisions and people who are leaving. Okay, and these are the ones that you're reaching on Facebook and on Twitter. Okay, you're reaching millions of people that are breaking away. They're breaking away. God has broken them loose, and God is giving them a chance to repentance, to come into covenant. Okay, and you are their only hope of salvation. You are that light of salvation to them. So we're increasing. That is a sign of the blessing of Abraham upon your faith. So that shows that you have been joined to Christ according to this covenant. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ, okay, there's the word dead right there, being dead with Christ, which means you're no longer resourcing those things of that law for your justification. The law doesn't justify, the law only condemns. It's Jesus Christ that justifies us. So wherefore, if you be dead with Christ, crucified by the same power, from the rudiments of the world, so I like the word rudiments right there, which God has now circumcised and removed the false tokens from your understanding, that which is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ in the rudiments of the world, okay, so here we can see the Spirit of the Lord is circumcising these things out of your soul so that they no longer hold the highest priority and value to you. Jesus Christ is the highest priority and value to you. You're crucified with Christ. From the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world is subject to ordinances? Now see the word ordinances again. So hide the word ordinances right there. Remember, these are the things which are being blotted out, the handwriting of ordinances. So you see the word ordinances right there, okay, in verse 20, and draw a line from the word ordinances, verse 20 if you can, to the word ordinances right there in verse 14. So you can see the word blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that which against us. Why is though living in the world are you subject to ordinances? The ordinances of Moses in regarding observing the Sabbath day, okay, physical sacrifices, okay, drink offerings as communion, washings as the baptisms, and physical circumcision or flagellations, which has to do with your observing abstinence, okay, as at like Lent, okay, that's abstinence. You're observing these things. Why are you doing that? Okay, all you're doing is really starving yourself. Okay, but these things have nothing to do with righteousness. That has to do with substitutionism. And it goes right back to that. So here he goes right back here. Why are you subject to ordinances or the tokens of substitutionism? Physical things that God is not breathing his life in. Why are you touching the lifeless things? Touch the tokens of life, not the tokens of death. That which is the tokens of death works death. It works derision. And it estranges you from the likeness of God. It estranges you from the house of this covenant. So what does he say to do in verse 21? This is a good verse right here. The people that want to honor, say, the tokens of the world. Touch not, taste not, handle not. But these tokens of the flesh will only contaminate your faith. Okay, but the tokens of the Spirit, okay, cleanse us. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness. But these things, the tokens of the flesh, will contaminate your faith. And you cannot mix oil and water. You cannot mix Jewish heritage, Hebrew lifestyle, the Jewish lifestyle, that which is in the law. You can't mix that, okay, with the covenant of Jesus Christ. The covenant of Jesus Christ is free, must be free from that admixture. You can't add to it. You cannot add to that righteousness. If Jesus Christ is your righteousness, why are you using the law, okay, in order to define your faith? The Ten Commandments don't define your faith. Okay, that Jesus Christ defines your faith. The Ten Commandments, all they do is outline the behavior of the defiled conscience. That's why when it outlines the behavior of the defiled conscience, it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. In other words, the defiled conscience will replace the true God with their own idols. Okay? And the defiled conscience will continue to seek or to resource things of others to accumulate more light to themselves and to add value to their own letter, the signature of man, the record of man. So here the Apostle Paul is telling the Gentile Christians, don't touch this, don't taste it, okay, don't touch, don't taste their communion, and don't handle their tokens. Touch not, taste not, handle not. And you don't mix them together, which are all to perish for the using. These things will pollute your circumcision of Christ. Okay, they will pollute your circumcision. Jesus Christ is removing these things, not adding them to you. Jesus Christ is not adding to you the yoke of the law. The yoke of law was removed by the yoke of his grace. And as Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And we're learning of him by this knowledge and expressing him through our charity. So we're saved. Confessing with our mouth because we believe in our heart, the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch not, taste not, handle not, which appears to be using after the commandments and doctrines of men. So you can see when he says the word commandments and doctrines of men, these are the teachings on the struggle of the world's psychology to effect a false work of regeneration. See, the false religious system uses the psychology of the Bible to manifest a false circumcision. It's a false circumcision. No regeneration is taking place. People feel good about themselves after they go to the psychiatrist because they want to know how they fit in society and how they're supposed to behave in society. So you got your psychology regarding your behavior, okay, within that setting of, or in the environment. Okay, well, God has also his own psychology. It's called Jesus Christ. Okay, we're to take on the mind of Christ, receive from his perspective, and we're supposed to behave, okay, according to Christ Jesus our Lord, which are all the perish for the using at the commandments and doctrines of men. See the word commandments and doctrines. It means that which is of the flesh, but the seducing spirit works with the flesh. The seducing spirit works with the law. Okay, the seducing spirit will try to add credibility to observing the Sabbath day. He will try to add credibility to take physical communion. He will add credibility to that which is a physical baptism. He would add credibility to that which is a physical circumcision. He will try to add credibility to all those traditions, okay, the traditions of the law and the Torah, the spoken and written. Try to add credibility to that in order to blind you from faith. If it blinded the Pharisees from faith, it will blind those which practice that tradition from faith. That's the commandments of men. It works with the flesh. It's the psychology of the world. And then he says right here, which things indeed have a show of wisdom. In other words, the efforts of the psychology indeed will display human insight. It will display human insight. Wow, that talks about me. If you go to a psychology, you go to college and go to a psychology class, the psychologist up there will tell you everything about yourself. Okay, and you say, wow, that's great insight. I didn't know that about myself. That's not revelation. Okay, that's not revelation. That's that which is common to man. they're making great efforts to display human insight. And they think that human insight, okay, is revelatory. No, it might be new to your thinking, but that's not revelatory. Grace is revelatory. All this is confirming the wisdom of man, which is foolishness with God. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship. Now, will worship has to do with the bending of the will. Okay, in other words, people will go from one religion to another religion. That's the bending of the will. All they're doing is making, cognitive choices by the persuasion of present doctrine. So a Catholic becomes a Jehovah's Witness, or Jehovah's Witness becomes a Baptist, or a Baptist becomes a Pentecostal. Okay, they go from, that's the bending of the will, or will worship. Okay, so they're getting to themselves recognition by their own choice of logic. That's not the true worship. We worship him by spirit and truth. These are those which the Father is seeking, such as worship him in spirit and truth. Okay, let's finish this up. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and display to the carnal eye, in will worship and humility. The humility has to do with the self-denial. Okay, in other words, they choose poverty over wealth. Okay, they choose to be a servant rather than a president, okay, of a corporation. Okay, so they make these carnal observations and logical selections in order to try to impoverish that driving force, which they feel is being disruption to their life, their disruption to their soul.
All those which are listening today, if you like to come in covenant with God, okay, if you you have to begin to seek God, you're going to have to also put aside the barriers of your former traditions and your mindset, and you're going to have to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay, if you want to come and come with God. Okay, well, thank you for listening today, and continue to seek the Lord. His grace will abound towards those that seek Him out of a pure heart. And this is Apostle Eric von Ehrsick here speaking. Have a good day, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.